American at a time.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
We're focusing on UFOs, crash UFOs in 1936, exopolitics, so much more, with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast. Ed Komrek, Chris was mentioning something about a chapter in your book. Chris, pick it up.
Yeah, the whole idea that, as Richard Dolan has coined it, the breakaway civilization, which would include some sort of secret space program, which you kind of alluded to, that the Third Reich or the Nazis may have had something akin to that. And also the whole idea of special access programs, which are highly classified and highly protected by the government and the military-industrial complex. Where do you come down on this? Now, you do have quite a bit of information in here that does seem to suggest that we do have this scenario alive and well. Why don't we talk about the next kind of step from the cover-up into a breakaway like civilization? Now, in terms of stolen evidence, I can, Gene... Believe me, UFO evidence does get stolen. I've had stuff stolen, maps, photographs, a master tape of an incredible sighting that was videotaped over Hooper, Colorado. When I went to put a trace on the certified return receipt was requested insured package, my postmaster didn't even have a form to fill out because of this disappeared certified package. So this type of thing does occur. It's fairly routine, and this does suggest that there is some agency monitoring this type of information. So let's look at this whole idea of a secret space program and a breakaway civilization. Ed, where do you come down on that?
Well, what I'm trying to do in rewriting this book is to present my argument that there is this breakaway society or civilization that is involved in a very advanced space program that is covert and the general public does not know about it. And also, this is also very involved in tunneling and underground facilities, secure facilities, particularly in the Western United States and whatever, out of the public eye. And that this all began way back, apparently, maybe with the Germans and then Operation Paperclip. There were two space programs. There was a secret space program, and then there was the public space program. And then in the 1960s, my argument is, in which I'm presenting evidence, is that possibly speculating that one of the reasons that we didn't go back to the moon is that we simply shifted from the rocket space program to a more advanced type of space program, and that we have continued to go back to the moon and may even have a base on the moon and Mars. Now, so I'm presenting this argument, you know, through these chapters that's indeed what has happened, and that it's not something I can really explain very well in the interview. People have to go study the links that I present for the evidence for this.
But okay, we've heard this before, that there is a parallel space program being held in secret where they're using advanced spacecraft and all sorts of things have been discovered, whatever. Okay, but again, we have the same problem. How the heck do we nail this down?
Well, it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of study. And the general public, you know, it's almost impossible to the general public to sort it out, because you have all these frauds in the field, you know, involved in this. So the best that we can do, I feel like I can do, is to write this book, you know, which is really a summary of all the information that's in my over 200 articles that I've written and have circulated on the internet for the last 10 years, and all the links to that information to present the argument that this is indeed what's happened. For instance, you can see the timeline as this secret space program develops. There's a very important document that gets overlooked by a lot of people, which is the 1956 Wright-Patterson declassified document on the state of extragravitics in 1956, whatever. It's pages and pages and pages. And in that in that, it clearly shows in that document that major corporations, General Electric and other corporations that became the defense contractors we have today and whatever, but General Electric really sticks out like a red flag. In fact, General Electric, one of the prime debunkers, Phil Kloss, in the UFO community, worked for General Electric in the 1950s. And General Electric was involved in bringing the Nazis over in Operation Paperclip.
You know what interests me just as much here when you look at stuff like that is that statement that former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made on the day before 9/11, September 10th, about what, several trillions of dollars they could not account for.
$2.2 trillion.
Okay, $2.2 trillion. And we go back to the jokes about how the military spends $400 on a toilet seat. And then there's that funny statement in the movie Independence Day by Judd Hirsch. You know what I mean? They spend $800 on a toilet seat or something. That they're using this to fund some sort of black project. Of course, that doesn't mean this had any connection with 9/11, except that it knocked the statement off the radar. So is that also indication that there's a lot of money being spent behind the scenes that we're not accounting for that may accomplish this? But the other question I'd ask is it just the U.S. with a secret space program? If we're having secret space programs, what about the Chinese? What about the Russians? They're doing it too?
Well, the important thing to look at is that Wright, you know, if you're really into documents and documented evidence, is that Wright-Patterson paper, because that's clearly not a hoax. That is, it was declassified from Wright-Patterson. And you can just look up on the internet, Electrogravitics, 1956, Wright-Patterson, and you'll get it. And I've got it in my book. I put the whole thing in there because it's so important, because it shows that the state of Electrogravitics is basically negation of gravity. And that document shows that in 1956, or a little before that, the document I guess was written in 1956, that these companies like General Electric were on the verge of making major advancements in electrogravitics. And it was a big thing back then. I remember even as a little kid having a book with a rocket, you know, so-and-so in the, like the anti-gravity paint. This little rocket was painted. There was a lot of talk back then about anti-gravity. But all of a sudden, almost within a year or two, it completely disappeared off the radar, off the public radar. Nothing. Zip. Gone. What I'm the argument I'm making is that it just disappeared out of the public eye, but it's continued in the covert realm as classified projects, the same way as the General Space Program as it was advancing. And another really good source of information here recently was Boyd Bushman. He's a senior scientist for Lockheed Martin, and he actually came out and discussed electrogravitics, showed how you could set up an experiment. If you had like $5,000, you could take two very powerful magnets and that you could cram them together, reverse polarities. And if you dropped it from up on a stairwell with another object the same size and weight and everything, this one would come down much slower. And so this guy, you know, has come out and talked about the stable electrogravity. But here, the second interview that he did, he actually showed up in the interview a diagram of a craft, a saucer that he said had been built with a field propulsion system, had been powered by a miniature nuclear power plant. And so that was in 1959. So the Wright-Patterson paper came out in 1956, but it looks like by 1959 on the timeline, we had a nuclear-powered spacecraft. And then, if you remember the Cash Lundrum case, which was in the 70s, there was a craft, exotic craft, surrounded by helicopters that irradiated Betty Cash and just Lundrum, you know, and that even went into the Congress, and the government denied it ever happened, and they, you know, got very sick from that and everything. And so my supposition there, or speculation, is something went wrong with the nuclear power plant, and that was one of ours in the early 1970s. So that was another little point on the timeline.
Well, you know, and that raises an interesting question here, which I really think we can pursue before we get into more of the meaning of exopolitics, and that is to give people a little bit of a cliffhanger. How many of these so-called craft are really one of ours, not one of theirs? Ed Komarek has joined us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
Now, long time ago, our old friend Jim Mosley said that he thought a lot of UFO cases were Earth-based. And I think he did that. He admits he did that mostly just to keep the argument going. But in point of fact, that's one discussion that you, Ed Komarek, are raising right now, that this particular UFO case involved a test of a nuclear-powered craft we made. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And so that complicates the matter even more. So what's the public to think? You know, that which we have to go to, unless you have enough information, you got enough of collaborating evidence on timelines and basic intelligence, you're going to probably not get to the bottom of it. That's why a lot of people just throw up their hands because of the fraud in the system and whatever. But if you go back, you can see that the power plant that we didn't look like at that time, we didn't have any kind of exotic power plant technology. Basically, the Navy had learned how to miniaturize nuclear power plants for submarines and for aircraft carriers and that sort of thing, and they were already putting them into spacecraft to run the field propulsion systems, because the field propulsion systems use a huge amount of electricity. So it's got to, you know, it takes a lot of power to run that field propulsion system. So you're already seeing a divergence there of reverse engineered already in the 60s, late 50s and the 60s, that can confuse the issue as to which craft are extraterrestrial, maybe extraterrestrial pilot, and which ones may be our own. So you just have to kind of keep following the timeline. Another key part of the timeline was in the early 1960s. I don't know if you're familiar with Bill Uhouse. He claimed to have actually worked with an extraterrestrial in a program involving gray extraterrestrials, tall gray extraterrestrials, on the simulators for the flying disc. This was in the 1960s.
No, what always bothers me about this, Ed, and I'm not saying it's not happening, is if we have all of these advanced aircraft and we're spending all these trillions of dollars to fight wars, ground wars, in, of course, the Middle East, wouldn't it make sense to maybe break out one of these things from time to time? And we're not just talking about drones, because there's no indications that drones are anything but our own technology. But break out the stuff and try to show what we can do and maybe get these wars over real fast?
Well, the problem I think is that then our adversaries know how to make these things. And some of it's not all that tough to make. And so if our adversaries, you know, even the Russians, though, knew what was going on, you know, in the Manhattan Project. They had their spies in the Manhattan Project and were able to build a bomb right after we built our bomb. So you're not fooling these other countries, but you are fooling the public. So I think and there's a general thing, you know.
Yes, but one point here, if other countries knew we could do this stuff, that would basically allow us to assert even greater control. And how could they not know? They certainly have spies here.
Yeah, and they do know, and they're kind of involved in it, because, like, I actually talked to two different people. You know, some people feel like Clifford Stone has some credibility problems, and you can always find problems with different people. But both Clifford Stone and Charles Hall essentially told me that stuff that the Chinese sent up or the Russians sent up, they have to ask permission for it, or it just disappears. Can you imagine trying to tell your public, Russian public or the Chinese public, that you got to have America's or the American allies' permission to send something up into space? I mean, that's not going to go over very well with your public. So right there, they're not going to blow the whistle on it. It's not in their interest, and it's not in the United States' interest to blow the whistle on it. But now there's other countries, third world countries and whatever, that maybe would like to get the information out, like, you know, the Brazilians, who've been declassifying a lot of documents. I mean, the latest from the petition is absolutely nothing out of the ordinary is going on that was presented, you know, to the White House about UFOs. And still, they're sticking to their storyline that absolutely nothing is going on, but the British are releasing large amounts of documents, thousands and thousands of pages. The Brazilians are releasing thousands of pages, pictures, cases, working with the UFO investigators in Brazil, in Argentina, same thing, Peru, Ecuador, all these countries are declassifying documents like crazy. Now, anybody can get on the internet and look up the documents. They're real. They've been declassified in these different countries and whatever.
Yeah, you know they're holding on to the good stuff. Plus, we had A.J. Gavard on a couple of months back. And
of course.
I asked A.J. point blank, hey, have they released any films, any photographs, any good scientific data? And he said no.
Well, not in Brazil, but they did in Mexico. Remember the gun camera photos in Mexico and I think in Argentina. And also Ecuador released some stuff because Ecuador got really pissed at the CIA. Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to use that word or not, but got upset at the CIA and some things that happened. And they started releasing some information. A lot of these other countries are releasing information like crazy, showing very much that the military is very involved in this, takes this very seriously, and it's just the tip of the iceberg that they're releasing. While the United States is still sticking to its false narrative that nothing out of the ordinary is going on, that maybe there's something way out there, a million light years away, but certainly not in everybody's backyard, you know, affecting your neighbor. I mean, if it still works, why fix it? You know, so they figure they can still get away, you know, with this kind of deception in the public in the United States, whereas in other countries, they're trying to get the information out. But the reason the United States doesn't want to let it out is because they're number one in all this, and they've got a monopoly. Their corporations have got monopoly on these technologies and whatever, and who wants competition? Whether you're in our oil cartel or whether you're our trust, that's your banking trust or whatever you're involved in, the last thing you want is competition because that's going to cut down on your profits. What I'm saying is that there is an alien resource cartel made up of corporations, major defense contractors, computer companies, and whatever, that go all back to that Wright-Patterson declassified paper, that are making possibly trillions of dollars on this. They don't want competition, and so they've got the brakes on any kind of effort to try to get this information out to the public, and any country that pushes it too hard can get into trouble, like Grenada. You know, there was a lot of speculation that Grenada, that is real, that they did go to the UN and present, you know, information released on UFOs and whatever. And there was even speculation they might have had a crash craft or something, and they got invaded shortly thereafter.
Yeah, right after the symposium.
Yeah, you're talking about really big money. That's the problem that the public has, is being able to wrap their mind around something this big. It's the same way with this banking cartels essentially trying to create a global plantation, you know, the New World Order. It's so big, so vast, it involves so many trillions of dollars, and so much of it is classified and compartmentalized on a need-to-know basis. Most of the rank and file that work on these programs and stuff don't understand the big picture or what's coming down the pike.
And so that's why we don't have whistleblowers and people coming out and saying, there's a secret space program. That was my next question, is how do you keep something so expensive, so huge, so secret?
You got your plumber. Remember that Nixon's plumbers, you know, in Watergate, that caused so much problem because they bungled the operation to get into Ellsberg's office?
Right.
I mean, that was just a small operation that got bungled. You know, when you're talking about such a huge operation, you're talking about they had the resources to, even if information does get out, to either discredit that person or harass that person, intimidate them, and get them back in the fold again. And real information, when it does come out on the internet or something, you get a little snippet, you know, like this recently there was a guy claimed to be a captain, and he got to talking to some people where it was not a very credible forum. And
I'll tell you what, we have to pursue these revelations from the internet and more with Ed Komarek. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
A lot is coming our way here with Ed Komarek, with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast, exploring all this information. But like I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the internet. You really have to be very skeptical of some of that stuff.
You know, the problem that we have is that some people have their spam filters turned down too low, and some people have their spam filters turned up too high.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Well, here at the podcast, we got really robust spam filters.
Yeah, and that usually what happens is you get hoaxed a few times and you tend to tighten down on your spam filter. And the problem with that is you then exclude a lot of information. That's the reason that I try to keep my spam filter pretty open, and that's why I really appreciate, you know, skeptical people, particularly informed skeptics. Disinformed skeptics or uninformed skeptics, that's another thing. But informed skeptics that know the subject matter and whatever can keep me from going off of a cliff, from going too far out on the limb and having it breaking off.
Well, we'll let you jump off the cliff, Ed, but we'll make sure that we have a bungee cord tied to you so you'll bounce right back up and we can continue the conversation.
Hey, that's why I'm talking to you today or whatever, but, you know, because if I'd gone off a cliff, you wouldn't be talking to me. Look what happened to Eric Julian, you know. Eric Julian started off, you know, saying that he had extraterrestrial communications and everything else, and then he goes off the cliff with that prediction that, you know, there was a comet going to hit in the mid-Atlantic, and people could have even got hurt in that. Some people even evacuated from the African coast because of that prediction and everything. And I was all over him trying to stop it and whatever, but I couldn't, you know, and it completely discredited him and everything that he was involved in.
Well, and look at the Paul Benowitz case. I mean, a classic example of a guy that was pushed over the cliff because he may have stumbled on early digital burst transmissions right there at Kirtland Air Force Base.
Well, that was an unofficial story, whatever, but he might have actually got into something there, and that's when you get into this whole area of Deuce, New Mexico, which has all come to a light again, you know, which I'm fairly skeptical about. Bob Collins, who knows quite a bit, seems to think there's something to it, but it's not located on that Indian reservation. It's located at T something or whatever or whatnot. But so that's the problem that the public has, is wrapping their mind around this because it's so big. I don't know, any of you guys seen the documentary Thrive?
Thrive? No, not yet.
Okay, it's on the internet. I had it on my wall, but I noticed I watched it last night because I had a good signal here on my laptop. I thought they did a really good job of wrapping their mind around something so vast and almost incomprehensible. It's just like the millions of Jews. You know, people at the time just could not believe that the Nazis could be, you know, murdering millions of Jews. But it ended up they were doing it, and they were doing it on a classified top secret program. And that's a lot of the problem. It's like, you know, I think Hitler even said, you know, people, you know, will get smart to the small lies, but it's the big lies you can really catch people on, because people can't wrap their minds around it. It's so big. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, reverse engineered technology and whatever that are worth, you know, tens of trillions of dollars, maybe 100 trillion. I mean, that is just a huge sum that, you know, it's almost impossible to wrap our minds around. It's just like, you know, what is the value of the Rothschild family? How much is that family really worth? How much are the Rockefellers really worth? How much are the J.P. the Morgans really worth? And are these guys conspiring to create a global plantation with us being the serfs on their global plantation? It's such a fantastic, such a huge, big idea that most people can't wrap their minds around it. And so how can you fight something or go up against something that you can't even comprehend? It's beyond your ability of awareness. You're being attacked by a predator that's operating outside your state of awareness. And so I don't get into, you know, good and evil anymore. I think of terms of predation, predator, and prey, and that goes back to my, you know, ecological background and whatever, that there are predators in this society, and they have accumulated huge sums of money and resources and whatever, and they can operate beyond the awareness of the prey. And as you know, any predator, very important to a predator to use stealth, is to sneak up on the prey outside and there's no state of awareness. And I was also watching a good show on nature, in which two eagles were working together, and one came down and said, "Here I am," to the rabbit, and dove down, and the rabbit ran out of the brush, and the second eagle nailed it. So when you can distort the prey's awareness, you can then easily prey on the prey. And that's what's happening on us in a lot of ways. We know something's wrong. We know we don't feel right, but we don't understand that the predation that's being applied to us, the predation, you know, from the creation of money is a good example. You know, you privately control the money supply and charge interest and then run it, you know, through your banks where you can create, you know, money that's outside of the public accountability and whatever. You have a tremendous power over that society. And it's beyond most people's awareness. And I was just reading that quote from Henry Ford or whatever that said, if they knew this, you know, the public, we would have a revolution by the next morning.
Right. You keep mentioning General Electric, and I just saw again that last year they filed a 57,000-page tax return and paid no tax.
There you go.
On $2 billion of profit. $2 billion of profit. They didn't pay a dime of tax.
And by the way, Fox News didn't pay tax either, News Corporation, which owned
Fox
News. There you go. So a lot of this is going on. You know, before we even progress more into how this all relates to exopolitics, I think the key here is maybe a lot of this stuff is going on, a lot of secret government stuff that's really tantalizing. We'd love to know the answers. But other than just going on radio shows like this and writing books about it and complaining and screaming and yelling and maybe sending petitions, to the president, how do we find a way to actually bring it home to prove it's going on?
Listen to people like Ben Rich on his deathbed. That's a classic.
Tell us about that one.
Yeah, you know, even before on his deathbed, I think he was at a public meeting of some sort. You may know which meeting it was, Chris, and that's when he said we had the technology to take E.T. home. And
right.
Then
that was Jan Harzen was there and heard that, I remember.
Yeah, and then also he confided to a friend of his, who was that guy, Andrew or some whatever, on his deathbed and whatever, and said that, you know, we have this technology, but it'll take an act of God to get it out into the public domain. And he didn't know whether that was going to happen or not. He said, Bobby Inman, taped Bobby Inman on a phone conversation.
Bob Exler. Anything that he comes up with, I kind of look at with a grain of salt. But yeah, that was an interesting aside. Oh, Hal Puthoff has been quoted a couple of times as saying some pretty interesting things.
They try to do what they can do, but they can only go so far because the hard hand of these programs will come down on them because it's all classified, and we know what the penalties are for revealing classified information. So as long as you can keep all this information, this whole breakaway society as a classified society, you can keep it covered, you know, and you have enough resources to be able to do the plumbers to fix the leaks. You know, even when you're always going to have leaks, you just have to have a plumbers there to fix them. And so they can fix the leaks. And that's the problem with it. It's just too big for the general public. And the only way I think we're going to get to the point here is to get this out is we've got to develop a swarm like what's happening in the social networks and whatever, where enough people swarm on to something that they break it wide open. And that's going to be the way that it's happening. Enough people have to get involved and aware enough that, yes, something is going on here. We don't know exactly what it is. There's a lot of disinformation floating around. There's a lot of false narratives, but there's also some very credible people that are saying this is real. So we better get our act together. We're looking down the end of a gun, and we're not going to be living in a free society. We're going to be living in a society controlled, that's in control of us, in ways that we have absolutely no understanding of.
Tell you what, we also are facing this gun. We're under the gun to do a break. We have Ed Komarek with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
We're exploring all sorts of ramifications about UFOs, UFO secrecy, secret space programs. We've barely even gotten into exopolitics with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Chris, you want to pick up on the direction here?
Ed, let's kind of dovetail this quickly into a conversation about the whole idea, the concept of exopolitics. First of all, you know, you're a skeptical but open-minded individual. The very idea of exopolitics, it's a hard one for them to get their heads around. We don't have one shred of unequivocal evidence that there are aliens visiting this planet. That is a part of the public record. So how do you come up with a concept of exopolitics? How would you define it, first of all? And then why would this be an important thing to be concerned with now?
Well, we don't have a single shred or a single smoking gun, but we have bukus or shreds. The way that I like to think about it is that there's a meal at the table, and we're not at the table, but crumbs get knocked onto the floor, and any one of those crumbs is not going to tell us what the meal at the table was. But if you pick up enough crumbs, you pick up a crumb from a piece of cheese, you pick up a crumb from a piece of sausage, a little piece of sausage, a little piece of potato.
You know it's a pizza.
Yeah, a little piece of pizza, you know, whatever. If you know enough about what you're doing and you're using collaborative evidence and you realize that they're also throwing things off the table that is disinformation that's meant to confuse you, you know, pieces that didn't really come from the table, you have to be one of the things that I learned early on in this field is I've got to think like an intelligence operative or intelligence analyst. And you've got to think of collaborative evidence and keep yourself from going off of a cliff. A lot of times, if you stick with cases where somebody gives a narrative, one individual gives a narrative, but parts of that narrative can be confirmed thus giving validity to the overall story of that individual. That's why I like the Tall Whites, the Charles Hall case involving the Tall White extraterrestrials, because I can find a lot of collaborating evidence, whereas some of these other guys that go to the lecture circuit and whatever are just creating these false narratives. They're not putting out any new information, and it's not being there's no backing up of that information. So what they're doing is they're just trashing the field and making it even more difficult for people like myself and other investigators that really are into the truth to figure out what's going on. So you have all these shreds of evidence, and you've got to put them together in the right way and kick out the parts that are disinformation and whatever, and still come up with some kind of an overall picture of what's going on. And that's what an intelligence operative does, is they never know for sure that there's a machine gun over there on the other side of that hill. But by golly, they got enough information to know to be careful when they go over that hill that the evidence doesn't strike them in the chest. Once you get to thinking like an intelligent analyst, you know, you start to realize that there's certain things you don't BS. I mean, people can BS other people about the stock market, and the stock market straightens them out pretty fast.
Well, Ed, could before you go on, could you do me a really big favor? Mm-hmm. Could you work with Alfred Weber on his spam filter? And
well, if you see my, you know, I really upset him because I put this buyer beware article in my prologue on my ExoPolitics introduction. I call it buyer beware, and I specifically refer to him, and he's losing it. He's going the same way that Richard Boland did. Richard Boland used to be a pretty sane guy at one time, and he took a lot of hits, you know, and he was actually on our Operation Right to Know organization. You know, we held demonstrations in Washington, D.C. way back in the early 90s, and he was pretty sane, but he just went off the edge and lost it. And you see this happening a lot amongst contactees and even among researchers, and Alfred is just losing it. And I've given him a hard time in private, and I've given him a hard time in public, but there's just no stopping him. He just keeps cranking it out. And I don't know how to stop it. You know, I can't dedicate myself to it because I've got too many other, you know, things to do or whatever, but somebody, there needs to be some cops on the beat, and every time he posts somewhere or he sucks in another sucker or something or whatever, to tell that person, you know, now wait a minute, you know, what are you dealing with here and whatever. So,
well,
know.
I think you're talking about the article he put out a couple of weeks ago from this Andrew Bisaggio character, stating he was trained to go to Mars by Ed Daines, who totally refuted that. that Barack Obama was there.
Yeah, well, it's Weekly World News disinformation, you know, and this guy the Salo, whatever this guy's name is, you know, I looked into what he was what he was talking about, and you know, and I mentioned him in that Buyer Beware article. That he said, this is a scientific paper of great historic importance. And I looked at the article, and I've been grew up with scientists, and they would laugh at that paper of great scientific importance. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. But Alfred and these two guys working together are just coming up with this stuff. And then what they do is they mix some real cases in there of, you know, honest people, you know, like Steve Bassett and other people in the mix and everything. So it discredits everybody. It's the same thing that the Weekly World News, you know, does.
He's considered the father of exopolitics. I think he came up with the term. How do you reconcile yourself as an exopolitics adherent to someone that has gone off the deep end, does not have a bungee cord, and is about ready to hit the bottom? I mean, the guy's a lawyer from Yale. You would think that he would have a little bit more common sense, and just like you mentioned, the idea of a spam filter, you'd think that it would be a little bit more fine.
Well, the only thing that I don't understand here, I think that, you know, he's completely lost any semblance of a spam filter. And that's giving him credit that there's not something else going on beneath it, that this is not some kind of a deliberate action. And I don't think it's a deliberate action on his part, but I'm not so sure about Andrew. And this is a perfect way to clock, you know, if you want to attack an autocratic organization like MUFON, you just infiltrate the top of the pyramid. But if you want to attack a network, you've got the only way you can really attack a network, because it's got so many different heads, is that you got to flood the system with trash, of garbage. And if you flood the networks with enough garbage, you can take down a network. So I don't know whether it's legit and honest or whether there's something more to it, but, you know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then I have to start treating it as a duck. I don't know how to stop it. No, you know, you can't stop the Weekly World News. You know, every single supermarket checkout counter comes up with these invented, atrocious alien stories and whatever that turns every scientist and anybody off that walks by them. How do you stop that sort of thing, you know?
Well, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, break out the buckshot.
And somebody needs to be a cop on the beat to deal that. And I've done what I can. You know, I come out, I got him, you know, I got him really upset, you know, and told him off in private. And I got really upset in public. And then he went over to Michael Sala's site and whatever and got into it, them over there. And he got kicked off of their site, you know, whatever. But then he just goes back and goes on and on and on like the Energizer Bunny. And I got no way to stop him, you know, other than just try to stick with the keep focused on the truth as I see it and the links to credible information, and help try to pick up the pieces of people that get sucked up into this and get harmed by this, you know. But, you know, what can you do? I mean, that's the problem with the UFO. One of the problems that are so evident in the UFO field is that it's difficult to sort the BS from the real material. And in some fields like stock market or like controlled burning, you learn really quick. You don't BS the fire. If you start a fire in the woods and whatever, and it's going to, and you don't know what you're doing, it gets out of control and burns up and can cost you thousands of dollars. And
I'll tell you what about the stock market. When you talk about the stock market, mm-hmm. I think it's pretty well agreed there's a lot of nonsense going on there and a lot of stuff that's presented that has no relation to fact. And that might be one of the reasons why it's so unpredictable and so many things will spook the stock market, even though, of course, the events aren't true.
Yeah, people like Warren Buffett, you know, consecutively make money off the stock market over time. They make some losses and whatever, but they know the system. They understand the parameters, the whole situation, and they're good at it, and they can make money off of it. Whereas somebody that comes along and starts BS and said, I can make a bunch of money off the stock market, or maybe I just made $1 million off the stock market, you know, and I've only been in it to it a year, and so anybody can do this. And next thing you know, that person has lost everything, and they're in debt by $100,000 or $1 million, you know.
Or they stop right there and they write the book, How You Can Earn Something in the Stock Market by Following My 23 Different Steps. And they then make lectures. They do the lectures. They sell the books. And I suppose at that point they're making the money from the books. They're making the money from the lectures. But they aren't necessarily making the money from the stock market. They were smart enough to get out a long time ago.
Yeah, and they work as stockbrokers and get people, keep bringing people's money in and suckering people in to feed people like, you know, Warren Buffett and whatever that know how the stock market operates.
I'll tell you what, I suggest people rent this movie, Margin Call. Enough said. Ed Komarek joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.